I just took a sip of coffee for the first time since arriving here this morning and was tickled to see that it was locked. That's how you know the person you're married to knows you very, very well. I had to unlock the coffee. Now it's locked. Should I test it by turning it upside? No, I'm not going to do that. Instead, what I'm going to do is welcome to our studios two very creative people, and I'm going to let you each introduce yourself. If you have any shout-outs or anything special to say, feel free. We'll start. We'll go from right to left on your side.
All right, so my name is Sydney Rice. I'm a fashion designer, and I just want to give a shout-out to my mom and two really great teachers at my school, Elizabeth Gallagher and Megan Bailey, as well as Catherine at Cut & Sew Studio.
And you are at Winchester Thurston, correct?
I'm at North Allegheny.
You're at North Allegheny.
Yes.
I have it exactly backwards. Joya is at Winchester Thurston.
Yes, that's right. My name is Joya Nasser. I'm a junior at Winchester Thurston, and I do a lot of experimental photography. I'm going to shout out my parents for being very supportive of my creative endeavors and my photography teacher, Mr. Jones, for allowing me to continue on photography while I wasn't in his class.
How nice. And they're both 11th graders. Now, did you two know each other at all before this morning?
No.
Awesome. Because I think, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to interview each other a little bit. I'll pop in if needed, but I'm sure you maybe had a little time to talk just now, but you will have some good questions because you both did something, a similar process. Your works are very different, but you each had the courage to submit and the talent to make a submission to the 2025 Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards Program, and you both were honored with awards from the program. So you went through the same process, but you had very different items that you made. So, Sydney, do you want to start by asking Joya, or either of you can start?
Yeah, so I saw your piece, and you did photography. Like, it was very unique. How did you make it?
So I shot it on black and white film. So what I did was I went to St. Paul's Cathedral in Pittsburgh, and I shot a full roll. So I shot all 36 photos. And then I rewound the film camera just almost to the end. So it was still attached to the inside of the camera, but I could still kind of shoot more. So I went to Phipps afterwards and I took a whole roll on there. So what I wanted to happen, which did end up happening, was that the photos of the cathedral and Phipps overlapped. And when I developed it, they actually turned out really well. That's not what I was expecting, but I'm pretty happy that they did turn out that well.
Yeah, that's like really cool.
Thank you. Honestly
figured it was like editing, but that's so incredible that you,
thank you,
figured out how to do that.
I appreciate that.
I'm curious, you probably could have done something like this with a digital camera and Photoshop, but clearly that wasn't at all your goal or your desire. Can you talk a little bit about the differences or why, from your artistic point of view, it wouldn't have been what you wanted to accomplish had it been something digital?
Yeah, totally. For me, I think the process of film photography is a lot more personal. I really enjoy how much physical process you have to do. I love shooting the film on a camera and then having to take it back to the darkroom and developing it, and then from there having to print it. So honestly, that process for me feels a lot better, because when I try to shoot digitally, that's honestly not my jam. I really enjoy having to do the full process and having to do stuff with my hands. That's always been something important to me. So I think, honestly, and the fact that it's not something that you could replicate it digitally, but the fact that it's very spontaneous. I don't know what's on the roll or what photo will overlap with which until I go and print them. So I think the spontaneous aspect of it and the physical aspect makes me choose film photography over digital photography.
That's a really great explanation of that. Let me ask Sydney, do you have any other questions you're thinking about?
I just think that's like incredible that you can go in totally blind and it comes out that beautiful, because I was really impressed with your piece and I just think that's incredible.
Thank you so much. I was actually very shocked when I printed that out. I was like, oh, this is so cool. So I'm pretty happy with the results.
How, I mean, you really don't know how the overlaying images are going to look until it happens, I guess. Maybe you've got some idea of what you're hoping for.
No, I did not know it was going to turn out like that at all. I have a collection of them, actually, but that one turned out very interesting. I was very pleased with the composition of it, which is very, I think, difficult. Unless I was tracking exactly which photo I was taking, it would be very hard to determine what it would look like. So I think that the end result came out very composed, and I really was happy with that.
When did you discover your passion for film photography?
I think this is a really funny story. In my ninth grade year, I had been thrown into a film photography class, intro photography class, and I was actually pretty upset about it because I did not want to do photography and I really hated photography. And over the year, I think I actually warmed up to it a lot. I still do it a lot nowadays, even not in that class. And I honestly just enjoy the process so much. I think if it was a digital class, I wouldn't have. But I think the fact that I get to develop all the film myself and cut it and then go print it really helped me like fall in love with film photography more than I would have with digital.
Do you think you might stay with it after you graduate from high school?
I've considered it. I'm not sure how well it would fare as a career, but I definitely think I'm going to keep it as a hobby because it's something that I really enjoy doing in my spare time. And I just love it. I love going through my collections of photos and choosing some to print and choosing some to trash, obviously. I think it's a lot. It's a time-consuming process, but I like that it's a time-consuming process.
Anything else you're wondering about, Sydney?
What do you plan on doing post-high school?
Honestly,
do you know yet?
I'm not sure. I was considering architecture, which seems like kind of a totally different realm, but I'm in urban research class, which has been very, very exciting.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I'm definitely going to keep photography on the side as a hobby, though, if I don't take it as my full career.
That's really amazing.
The skills you're showing in this project seems to me like they would lend themselves really well to architecture. Have you met an architect or talked to any?
I actually have. I went to the Rothschild-Doino Collaborative the other week. They worked on the space here, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
I learned that, so that was pretty exciting. So they were very kind. I saw that they had a mug, and I was like, wait a moment, I know SLV.
I'm glad that you went there to see them, Joya. Ken Doino is actually a board member. I've known Ken for a long, long time, and I know a lot of their architects, too. And hopefully they gave you some insight. And if you ever want to meet any profession through our Youth Media Center, we have programs to connect you to somebody. You can interview them, and not only will you learn more about it, but the piece you produce will help others learn more about
what
they do.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to turn things. Oh, you can see Joya's work and also Sydney's work if you go to the Teen Media Awards website. You'll find it there at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's website. There's a link and you can actually see photographs of their work. Shall we flip it now and have Joya talk to you, Sydney?
Yeah, so correct me if I'm wrong. You made the very beautiful golden dress.
Yes,
right.
That was mine.
I kind of wanted to know a little bit of the process of that, how you came up with, like, the idea behind it. Oh, like, I wanted to make a dress. Was there a reason, or do you kind of just enjoy doing that? And kind of the process on how you made it. I'm very interested in.
Thank you. So I've been sewing since I was six, so it's been 11 years now. And it's truly my passion, so any chance I get, I'm sewing. But I was involved in a fashion show this summer called Ecolution, and so I had to make a dress that was fully repurposed. And so when I was going into what I wanted to make, I've done a lot of dresses with book pages, but I really wanted to do something different, kind of branch off that, and I ended up taking a lot of inspiration from the Hunger Games series and the fashion from the Capitol. So I wanted to do something very Met Gala, like very big, very bold. And so the whole thing is made out of repurposed materials. The base dress was made out of a bedsheet from Goodwill and covered in cupcake liners. And then I used a quilt from Goodwill to make a huge train covered in fake flowers. And then I made a huge piece that goes over the shoulder that's all made out of cardboard and Amazon packing paper.
Wow, that is very complicated, yeah. But that is so interesting.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a fashion show, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so would you want to do fashion in the future? Is that something you're looking into?
Yeah, absolutely. So I plan on going to FIT, which really? Is in New York City. That's like my dream school. And so it's basically all I do. I love making wedding gowns, so that's like that's what I want to major with.
Yes, I've heard a lot of good things about FIT. I think knowing what your one piece looked like, that would fit very well for you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Given the materials that you're using, I'm curious, it is wearable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But is it, I'm wondering, how do you clean it or given the, you've got paper, you
yes.
mentioned the, maybe you can do it or... On the other hand, it would not be so bad if it were just a one-time use because I think of these wedding dresses that probably cost thousands of dollars and get worn once. I mean, your art is worth that, but maybe wearing it once and then keeping it. So, what are your thoughts about
that? Yeah, so with a lot of my dresses, like the typical fashion, absolutely, you can clean it, but... With the repurposed gowns, which most of mine are paper, unfortunately, that's not really possible. So I had it, that dress was worn twice. It was in Pittsburgh Fashion Week, and then it was in Ecolution. So because it's only being worn twice for a short period of time, it's okay.
It's fascinating to think about that. I think you probably have. You do have dreams with it. Tell me more about FIT.
Yeah, it's so perfect for me. I love the city, and so it's like my dream to be there. And then as far as the program goes, you can major in specialty gowns like wedding dresses, which is just like such a dream, and the connections they have are just unmatched.
How do you feel? I think I know the answer, but fast fashion has become so prevalent, especially, I think, in clothing for girls and women. Do you work to try to fight against that or advocate for alternatives?
Yeah, so honestly, I have written papers for classes about fast fashion because it's something that I'm very passionate about because it really makes me so sad that I am entering an industry that is so bad with things like fast fashion. And so one of the things that I hope to accomplish with my repurposed gowns is to draw attention to the fact that we need to be trying to slow down fast fashion because honestly, with websites like Shein, it's so bad. And so to be able to make my own things, like it just, it's nice to know that I can personally like not support that, but to also draw attention to it.
That's a really good insight. I have one other question for each of you, but before I ask you, do either of you have something you'd like to say that you didn't have a chance to about your work or about anything, really?
I just wanted to ask Sydney, so you did the repurposed gown, obviously.
Yes.
What other types of clothing do you design?
Yeah, so I do, so I make all my patterns, so I really, I do a lot of wedding gowns, and I compete at the state and national level with those. So this past summer, I competed with a wedding gown, and I actually placed 5th in the country, which is really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That
Thank you so much.
Very exciting.
Thank you. So, yeah, so I do that through FCCLA, which is an incredible organization. If you are interested in anything FCS, it's a really great way to learn more about it and to just develop leadership skills. And so I do a lot of wedding gowns, but I'll also make my homecoming dress and anything like that.
So FCS is fashion?
It's family consumer sciences.
Thank
so
you.
Anything like cooking, fashion, teaching, childcare, all of those things, there are events and competitions for it. So it's a really great organization.
And Is FIT an acronym, the school?
Yes, yes. It's the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Okay.
Yes, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's good for people that don't know. And was there anything else that you wanted to add, Joya?
I don't think so, no.
So my question for each of you is, what would you say to somebody younger than you who might want to do something artistic? It doesn't necessarily have to be the same as what you've done, but how would you encourage them to pursue that?
I would say just go for it. Maybe look into it a little bit, but just go for it, because honestly, I was so nervous to get into a lot of creative things because I know there's a bit of a stigma around that. But I think just go for it, discover what you love, and do what you love, because it'll bring you so much more joy than doing something that is kind of mediocre to you. And even if it's just something on the side, I think just doing it in general will bring you so much happiness and so much joy. And when you're happy and you're joyous, you're going to produce something that is infinitely times better than something you don't really care about.
Yeah, absolutely. Like she said, honestly, just start. And so, like I said, I was 6 when I started, and now I get to teach sewing classes, which is, again, at Cut & Sew Studio, which is a really great resource if you're looking to start, because I teach kids who are 6 or, like, 6 to 12-year-olds, and just to see how much joy they have in it is just really inspiring. And I think everyone, if you're interested in something artistic, just go for it, because it's going to make you happy.
I told you I had one more question, but you two just inspired me to ask another one. If your schools are fortunate to have good arts programs, but if the school board was about to cut arts education in a school and you wanted to advocate for don't do that, does anything come to mind as to what you would say? Or how you would convince somebody that may not just be fully informed about why arts are important in public education?
Yeah, I think a great way to start would just be to show them what you can do if you have those resources. Because, you know, if I didn't have the resources I had, I don't think I would be where I was today. And so I think to be able to go forth and show, like, this is what your programs are creating, and this is what your programs will stop if you cut those, I think that would be a pretty good way to tackle that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I would have to say, just look at your students right now. Like, if my school was cutting art education out of the system, I would tell them to look at what your students are producing now, and then look at what those students go and do in the future. Because my film photography teacher, he has had many, many students pursue this in their lives, and they are very successful, and they email him back being like, look what I did, and it all becomes so impressive. And I just advise them to talk to the students that are in those programs right now and see how they feel about the art education and what it does for them, and then look at their work, and then look at the people who have graduated, because I think art programs, though they may be undervalued, they are so important to those who take them.
You two are not only very creative and talented, you're also very wise. Thank you, both for being here. Joya and Sydney, I hope we'll see you again soon.